Number 5. American Studies.
We all know that wars are difficult. They're difficult for soldiers sent away to battle, of course, but they're also difficult for people back home. Today, I'd like to talk about some of the hardships people faced in the, U.S. during World Wars I and II. Now, one major hardship was the lack of food. All of these troops fighting overseas needed to eat. Ask yourselves, where does that food come from? It comes from the same farms that produce food in peacetime, except that a lot of the farmers are now gone to war. During wars, you see, the public food supply often runs short. So to, help solve this problem, the U.S. government encouraged private citizens to grow their own food. They asked people to plant their own gardens and feed their own families. These gardens were called victory gardens. In these victory gardens, people tried to grow their own vegetables, fruits, and even herbs to use in cooking. So, how successful do you think these victory garden campaigns were? Can you imagine turning your backyard into a vegetable garden? No? Not many of you, huh? No green thumbs in this class? Actually, victory gardens worked really well in the U.S. The government placed posters about victory gardens everywhere. As an example, in 1944, the posters had the word plant more in 44 on them. This resulted in over 20 million Americans planting victory gardens. Pretty impressive, huh? These gardens produced a huge amount of food. In fact, historians estimate that 40% of all of the vegetables consumed in the U.S. that year were from victory gardens. This meant that, more vegetables from large farms could be canned or processed and then shipped overseas to feed the troops. Victory gardens were a huge success during both World War I and II. As a result of private citizens' efforts, both the troops and the public were able to have enough food during the war years. When World War II ended in 1945, people were ready to get back to normal life. But, unfortunately, there were still hardships to face. Believe it or not, one of these hardships was a lack of food. You see, once the war was over, people immediately stopped planting their victory gardens. They expected that food production would go back to normal immediately. Of course, this was not the case. It took some time for production to get back to normal. As a result, the public actually experienced worse food shortages in peacetime than during either World War I or II.
1. Why does the professor ask this?
Ask yourselves, where does that food come from?
Two. What is the professor's attitude toward victory gardens? Three. What does the professor imply about the years after World War II? 4. Why does the professor say this?
Victory gardens were a huge success during both World War I and II. As a result of private citizens' efforts, both the troops and the public were able to have enough food during the war years.